Before we start today's show, you guys should know we do an exclusive episode just for subscribers of the Gas Digital Network. That's right, our Friday episode is exclusively for subscribers, so not only do you get over 1,000 episodes that are ad-free, uncensored, and not available anywhere else in the world, but you also get a bonus episode of the Real Ass Podcast every single week.
If you want to try out the network, use the promo code RAP, R-A-P, today. Get a 7-day free trial. If you like it, keep it and get access to the archives, uncensored episodes, ad-free, and again, that bonus episode once a week.
Plus extra member benefits like access to the Racist Live Chat and discounts on tickets to live events. The brand new Gas Digital Network. So go to gasdigital.com or download the apps for both Apple and Android.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Holy shit, there we go. Check. What is up, Philadelphia? Welcome to the Real Ass Podcast Live. I'm fucking so excited to be here. Look at this, we're in, I think, an apartment. I don't know what this is. I think this is, we're gonna shoot a snuff film later on. What the fuck is happening?
Newborn porn.
Check. We're good. Everyone's good. It's very nice. This is fucking, wow, look at this, guys. I mean, we're literally under a bridge. There was a bridge with homeless people on the corner.
I had to answer that guy's three riddles to get in here.
Hey, can you do me a favor? Can you make Zach louder? If we could just make Zach louder and me a little less loud, I think that would be the perfect perfect dynamic.
Finally, he can read my thoughts.
You motherfucker.
Can I apologize to somebody before we start?
Who is it? Is it this guy that you fucking literally had to mush out of the fucking way to get up here?
No, it's this poor girl in the front who went into the bathroom right after me.
Oh, no.
It was cooking the whole ride. It was so bad, I think the temperature in the venue went up. I'm so sorry. I sprayed like 3 times, and I saw you go in right after me, and I was just like, oh, and now she's going to watch me podcast. I'm sorry.
She looks like if I put your picture into AI and said, give me a hot girl. That's what would come out. Look, we have an incredible show planned. I feel like my microphone's barely on. Am I crazy? Is this one? Let me see. Hold on. If I switch microphones, it's on already. Hold on. No, fuck you, Drew. We got this. Check. Is that better? There we go. All right. I'm feeling way better. Now I know my joke would not have bombed had I had this booming microphone. Welcome to the Real Ass Podcast. It is officially another Real Ass Talent Show. Philadelphia, we have scoured your streets wide and far for the most talented people, and I'll tell you right now, you do not have a lot of talent in Philadelphia.
Slim pickings.
Yeah, slim pickings, but I will say right now, we're very excited to be able to showcase some of Philadelphia's most finest and talented people in the world, but we have two incredible comedians to help us with this process. I'm very excited to introduce both of these guys. Ladies and gentlemen, we have two special guests on today's show from the Do-Rag and Deer Tag podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, clap it up for Drew Montana and Naeem Ali. Let him hear it. What's going on, gentlemen?
What the fuck is going on,
yo,
dude?
Yo, we in this,
we
bitch?
Did it.
Let's fucking go.
How are you guys doing, man?
What up, Lewis?
Good, dude.
I'm chill. I'm very excited. You guys did not tell me this was as dangerous of a neighborhood as we are.
Oh, I told you it was near my old neighborhood, so
this
you should know.
This is a little city, bro.
This shit is, like, actually, like, uncomfortably, like, my girlfriend was going to come alone. She was like, oh, I'll just meet you there. And then we drove away from the club when we dropped off Paco and Zach. She was like, no, you're going to wait for me.
And she loves coming alone.
Zach, come on.
Just don't throw out a chance for fucking the first laugh of the night, fuckface.
Dude, we get wild out here.
Yeah, let's fucking get a little loosened up, right? This is the Real Ass Talent Show, which I'm very excited about. Paco, how many people do we have sign up for the show?
Six.
Wow.
Ooh.
Paco, okay. I said if we did not have 8 people sign up that you're being punished on the show. So you better get two more fucking people to sign up for the Real Ass Talent Show. And by the way, if you guys, you don't have to actually be talented. The last guy that won the Real Ass Talent Show did a backflip. And he didn't even land it. He nearly broke his ankle.
Damn.
And that guy won. And another time, I think a girl just shook her tits, and then she won.
I think we've had two consecutive tit shower winners.
Yeah. Wow. Well, they didn't show their tits. Zach, by the way, they didn't show their tits. Zach's trying to get a girl to show her tits tonight. Yeah.
I would say that'll win.
Live podcast at the Creek in the Cave, because it's the reason my wife will no longer come to any live podcast. It's because she got mad that a bunch of girls showed their tits and the crowd kept chanting. And then Brenda Justice showed her tits and everyone chanted, "Not that bad, not that bad."
There's only four girls in here and, no, there's three. That was a dude. Never mind. I apologize. But this guy would definitely show his cock. Sir, if you show your cock, you'll win the talent show right now. We'll go home. If you pull out your cock right now, you win $100 and we'll go home. You got to be hard, sir? Sir, look, we...
Sir, it's time to live up to that haircut.
Listen, we're very, very excited about this. Do you guys feel like Philadelphia is going to represent... it's going to be represented well? Do you guys think you have talent?
Yeah, we got some talent in this room. I can see it.
Oh, yeah.
It's probably about 8 titties in here altogether, maybe?
Hell yeah.
A lot of killers in this room, dude. Mm-hmm. I can see it now.
Yeah. But before we get into it, though, we're here for the weekend. Give me and Zach some advice. What should we get into this weekend in Philly?
Come to Next in Line Comedy Club. Shout out Next in Line Comedy Club.
Go to Kensington. Go to Kensington.
They told me to say that.
You gotta go to Kensington, bro.
Hold on. Drew is retarded.
Sorry,
I said, what should we do this weekend? And he just said, go to Next. We're at Next in Line Comedy Club.
Yeah, we'll get here all weekend.
We're here already.
No, Kensington's his cousin. She wild.
Lewis, what do you want to do? Come over and play video games, dude?
I want to do something fun, dude.
Play video games. I got you.
Somebody said we should go. What was a strip club they said we should go to?
No. No. Not out here, every strip club.
Hey,
they all suck.
Yeah, you don't want to go strip clubs in Philly. It's the wrong city for that.
Why not? What's wrong with the strip clubs?
It's a bunch of drug addict bitches in them, Joe. What, you want to see some hair? You want to see some bitches half sleep?
No, that's
what you want to see?
I literally said I want to go to show and tell and see like an amputee.
They're all pregnant in show and tell, bro. Every bitch in show and tell got a kid on the way.
They show you their pussy and then tell you, "I'm pregnant."
Yeah, it's not the city for ladies, bro. Look at the room. Do you not see the room? It's all men in here. Bunch of fat whites. You see what I'm saying? That's what you can expect for the whole weekend.
There's some decent ladies in here.
Yeah, a couple ladies.
That's what you want in a strip club. You want some fucking trashy ass bitches with scars that are fucking...
Ooh, go to the 19th hole. It's across from a golf course.
The 19th hole?
Yes.
That bitch has a lot of holes. Holy shit.
That's where you want to go. They suck your dick in the back, too, for free.
For free? No.
For free.
That is a terrible business model.
Yeah, I'm just telling you, bro. You got to pay for the dancing, but the dick suck free.
No, anal's okay, 20 bucks, dude.
They said three, and they just pronounce it free.
Zach. We're going to have some fun. Paco, do we have a list of people? By the way, guys, clap it up for Paco, who might have to get punished tonight.
Yeah, Paco!
Paco might be getting punished tonight if we don't get 8 people.
Sign up!
Ow! What could a punishment for Paco be?
Punishment for Paco,
You gotta put tape on his eyes so he can look right. Tape his eyes open so he can look right.
Oh, wait, I've got it. Sharing a hotel room with me all weekend.
Oh, that's
too late.
That's a goddamn nightmare. Zach, I mean, sleep apnea is not the word. It's something else.
It's sleep apnea and night terrors. It's the worst combination ever.
Oh, my God.
If I'm not snoring, I'm screaming.
I'm mentally ill.
Sorry, guys.
One time, we only shared a room one time. One time we went to California, we got an Airbnb, we rented a pink Airbnb because we thought it was funny to be like ironic and gay together. And I didn't sleep at all. It was just Zach. It sounded like a fucking dinosaur was fucking going extinct in the room at the exact moment. It was crazy, dude.
You're forgetting about the time in Buffalo where I fell asleep with my eyes open. And you got terrified. Shit.
Oh, yeah,
that's
dude.
Terrifying.
When he sleeps, it looks like he's being possessed by the fucking devil.
It's crazy. I sleep like the bulldog from Little Mickey.
Dude, me and Naeem, we shared a room with Lemaire at Skankfest this last year. It was me, Naeem, and Lemaire all on the same bed. And Lemaire has the most vicious, the worst sleep apnea and worst sleep farts you could imagine. And I took acid the first night of Skankfest, and I was up till like 7 a.m. I was tripping harder than I've ever tripped. And at one point, I was like, dude, I got to go to the room and just lay down. And I laid in the bed and just heard Lemaire choke and fart all night. I was like, this is the scariest thing ever. And I went back to the casino by myself, which is less scary than hearing your friend choke and fart to death in a Vegas hotel.
Zach and Lemaire are like purebred dogs.
Oh my god!
Like Zach's going deaf. I swear to God, like today in the car,
I am.
I say full sentences to him, and he just doesn't react. And I'm like, this is just the relationship we have now. It's fucking great.
My prayers have been answered.
I thought he didn't think I was funny anymore. He just can't fucking hear me.
50-50.
But look, we're very, very excited. We have a bunch of very talented people. Paco, you have to help us out. I guess some of them might need assistance. I have no idea. But ladies and gentlemen, we're going to officially start, what is this, the fourth annual Real Ass Talent Show? The fourth annual Real Ass Talent Show.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Very exciting. So should I do these in random order, Paco? What do you think? Just fucking, is this random order? All right. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to bring up your first very talented performer. Put your hands together for Ian.
Let's go, Ian.
Oh, it's this guy. Fuck yeah. Ian, yeah, stand over to the side. What's going on? What's going on, dude?
Killer shirt.
Paco, he can hold it. It's fine. Paco, there's also a mic stand. He's got a hand, a mic stand, and a Paco. You don't need to be there for that.
Now you know why we take Paco on the road. He holds it for us.
Ian, what's going on, dude?
What's good?
How you doing, man?
I'm doing good.
Are you fucking pumped to be here?
Yeah, of course.
Did you know you were going to be signing up for the Real Ass Talent Show today?
No, I did it anyway.
I like it, dude. Can you do me a favor? Can you stop fucking holding the microphone like a hardcore singer? What is your... Relax, dude.
That was gay as shit.
He already lost.
Don't be doing that to the... Right,
you got to find a happy medium between this and then pinky out.
So, Ian, dude, do me a favor. Talk to me. You're from here in Philly?
No, I'm from Delaware.
Delaware.
Boo. Yeah. Fuck Delaware, bro.
Delaware.
Do we not like Delaware?
I don't hate it, dude.
I don't like anywhere but here, bro. We home.
Oh.
Tell me something fun about Delaware. Why should we go visit?
Tax-free. A
lot of Hispanics.
That's not true. That's not true at all.
It's literally all white people.
It's where white people from here go to retire. It's all retired whites.
I go to the Planet Fitness. It's like 60% Edgar's.
That's any Planet Fitness. You're right. All right. Yeah, you're right. All right.
Anytime we're around a lot of minorities, we're well Delaware.
Yeah.
So anyway, you call is Edgar's like a name for Latinos?
Yeah, it's like the
Edgar's Lewis's.
Yeah. Why'd you say it like it annoys you? Like you don't like it? Like there's too many Latinos.
It's like Edgar's are like teenage Hispanics with like the bowl cut. It's like. You know, it's just a term for that.
Okay.
I never met not one Latino named Edgar in my fucking life.
No, but I know what he's. I've met those Latino. What are Lewis's though in your book?
Oh, there's a word.
Wait, trying to say employee? Why can I get you fired?
What do you work for, gas?
Yeah, what is?
I'm a jeweler.
You're a jeweler.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
They trust you around jewels? What the fuck?
Yeah, I'm a Jew and jeweler. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, nice. Oh, you're Jewish?
Oh, this guy's hilarious, dude. You rule.
Smell aware, Jew jeweler.
Dude, that joke was my favorite joke I've ever heard in my entire life. he puts the Jew and jeweler. Hell yeah, man. You just want an edible, dude. You want an edible? I know you do. It's 100 milligrams. There we go. That's
hell
for you,
yeah,
my
bro.
Friend. That's a big deal.
Yeah, chow that down, brother.
So what is your talent?
I can throat sing.
You could throat sing.
A great idea right after you're trying to chew a gummy. Yeah.
He's going to throw up.
What is throat singing?
That's what cave people do, I think.
Mongolian throat singing?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Well, don't do it
cave
just
people.
Yet. Don't do it yet. It's Mongolian throat singing. But
this is going to hurt your ears. Plug your ears.
Is it like the chanting and shit when you meditate?
Yeah, No, it's not like that.
Whoa.
It's that.
It's actually
kind of close. Yeah,
it's that plus the guy from Disturbed by a monk.
Yeah.
No,
you gotta try as hard as you can, dude. It stinks.
So how did you learn how to Mongolian throat sing?
YouTube.
No, I just started to do it.
You started doing it to impress girls.
It. It's like,
what?
Has it ever gotten you laid?
I wish. No.
Maybe I'll get you laid tonight, dude. There are four slutty girls here.
There you go.
That are ready for it, dude. I'm very pumped about this. Are you actually good at it, or do you just do it for yourself and you think you're good?
No, I just do it for myself.
Okay, well, dude, I hope you fucking win right now, dude, because I'm very excited. I don't know what it is. I don't know what to expect. Ladies and gentlemen, are you excited for some Mongolian throat singing?
Woo! Let's go.
It's literally what I said it was.
Exactly what you said it was.
No, let him cook. That's Lewis waking up in the morning.
He's getting to the good part. Hold on.
James, do you want waffles?
What the wait.
Shannon, I'm going to be late.
No, keep going. It's coming. It's coming soon, dude. Wait.
What the fuck is this?
Dude, no, wait on it.
Yeah, okay,
it's horseshit, but he's really good at it.
He is good at it. Bro, this nigga sound like a didgeridoo. You hear him?
Yeah, let me just say, doggy, if you would have said I do a didgeridoo impression, we would have been much more impressed.
Yeah, true. That's true. You should have said didgeridoo.
That sounds a fucking sick didgeridoo.
I would have had no idea.
Yo, yeah, you know what a didgeridoo is? That big fucking
wind. No, I know what I'm saying. I wouldn't have known this is Mongolian
dude,
throat singing though,
sounds gay as fuck, doggy. It sounds like we got to do for Puffy to fucking get on his record label. I had a throat sing for Puffy this weekend.
Yeah. What is this, making the band? You faggot, dude. What the fuck?
Call me the throat guy. I don't know.
Do you have other songs you could do, or is it just one song?
It's kind of all the same thing.
Same
thing. White Stripes, Seven Nation Army.
Nice.
I mean, let me tell you something. That just got you
good.
Some points.
Yeah. Ian, first place.
Ian, I was going to have you ejected by security before you knew that. That was so fucking good. You just got fucking full points for me. I'm going to tell you right now.
What's the rating system here?
You know, we haven't thought that far.
How about we each?
We haven't even gone that far.
Can I go crazy real quick? Each 1 out of 5, give them a score?
We each 1 out of 5 right now.
All
right. I love it. All right, there we go. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll do it 1 out of 5. Ian, and we'll let our guests go first. So, Naeem, what do you say?
Oh, damn.
Gives him a free.
I mean, you could do requests, so I got to give you at least a 4, bro. You could do requests.
That was
pretty
goddamn incredible.
Oh.
There we go.
Guys,
gotta
clap it up. It's fucking 4 out of 5. It's pretty goddamn good, guys. I mean, it's almost perfect.
Yeah.
Naeem's being nice because it's Ramadan. He's a man of God this month.
I did find out that Naeem's Muslim today, and it did make me a little bit uncomfortable. And I made my peace with it.
He was scared. He said,
you're not playing with him. You're fine.
I have no idea. I made my peace with it, doggy.
I'm going to say...
How did you not know Naeem was Muslim?
That's what I was saying earlier. I'm like, what the fuck?
Did Naeem
you think
Ali.
The apostrophe in his name was a spot of barbecue sauce on his fucking birth certificate?
A spot of barbecue sauce.
Drew, what do you say? What do we score this guy? This was fun. He entertained everybody. We're having a good time. I like his personality.
It was fun.
He's
I like
hot.
His personality.
If he was a chick, I'd fuck him.
Not hot. This dude's ugly as hell. I'm going to be a little mean on this one, dude, because we had to coerce him into the cool shit.
You're going
to
be mean.
Mean. I'm gonna say a 2, or as Naeem would say,
two.
A deuce deuce. You know what I'm saying?
A 2.
2, okay, wow.
2.
He did not like it.
Dang.
I didn't like it that much.
Wow.
Bro, he did a didgeridoo for us. You don't like that?
No.
That was crazy.
Dude.
He's Jewish. He can ruin our lives.
You said people can do backflips.
He's Jewish, bro. He can ruin
you
us.
You said there's dudes who do backflips.
No, you're right.
Here.
You're right. I guess we can't.
See that? He's talking about his Jew connections now.
Everybody
bro.
Who's a lawyer is never a defense lawyer, so it doesn't matter. What do you do? Property taxes? I don't care, dude.
Most lawyers just do some boring shit. They read
That's
papers.
What, yeah, it's all gay. It's,
you can do nothing for me, dog. Yeah. I don't own anything.
You can't get me out of a DUI. I don't care. Yeah, then shut up, dude. It's a one, matter of fact.
You lowered it?
Zach, what do you say?
I'm between Drew's two and Naeem's foe. I'm going free.
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 Free. Yeah, I mean, look, I think you did a good job. I was very thoroughly impressed. You nailing that request in the moment
was good.
I mean, it was goddamn great. And
that's
now that I know you can do that, I know that you can do other songs. And I just decided one of the other rules is the winner is going to come back out and do another part of his talent at the end of the show. And I kind of want to see him again at the end. So I'm also going to give you a free. I agree.
If he does Still Dre at the end, then he wins. But
ladies and gentlemen, clap it up for Ian. Hopefully we'll see who wins later on.
Good shit, bro.
Okay. I'm not telling you what you need to do at the end, but if you come back up here, I need you down there working on Genuine's pony.
Ooh.
It's great.
Like that.
That's crazy.
It's great. What a
like that.
What a great real ass talent show this is turning out to be so far. And nothing like Kill Tony.
Yo, somebody come up here and do a minute right now.
Oh my God, Ian, you are the most talented person I have ever seen. I'm gonna suck your dick.
He's just saying that because we're both allowed to sit at the table.
All right, gentlemen, let's take a quick moment and thank one of our incredible sponsors, which is Capsulite. We love Capsulite here on the show, and Capsulite prevents that awful feeling the day after drinking. If you're partying too hard and you hate the way you feel, well, guess what? Capsulite has you covered. You take it before and during your night of drinking, and it is truly the most potent product on the market. It is doctor-formulated, and it supports your liver. So I'll tell you right now, you got to try it out. If you guys are coming to Skankfest this year, this is going to save the game because everyone parties that much harder at Skankfest, and we got a great discount for you. All you got to do is go to Capsulite.com, that's Capsulite.com, and use the promo code GAS when you check out. You're going to save 30% off your order today. Once again, that's Capsulite.com. Use that promo code GAS for 30% off. All right, where were we?
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to bring up your next talented Philadelphia performer. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Jimmy. Jimmy!
Hey, Jimmy!
Jimmy! Let's go, Jimmy!
Jimmy!
There we go. Good, Jimmy. Jimmy, what's up, my friend?
How you doing, dude?
Hey, what's going on?
What's up, dude? I'm excited. I'm excited for you to be here, dude. You seem like you have a lot of personality.
Yeah, not really.
Not really at all. Are you nervous right now?
Am I? I think so.
Yeah, he's nervous as hell.
You're a little bit nervous. It's okay,
fucking
dude.
Back sweating. I can
who,
smell
who
it.
Who are you here with tonight, Jimmy?
I can fucking smell it. Smells like pork bacon.
Who are you
bacon.
Here with, Doug?
I'm here by myself. I didn't even know it was a podcast.
You thought it was a stand-up show, so you had no idea that we were just going to phone it in and be lazy and get drunk and watch you guys make assholes.
Yeah, but we're here to party.
I'm getting
at
hammered in the back.
This is Ryan Foster and friends at Next in Line, dude.
Right.
Get with the program, brother.
No, you got to come Friday or Saturday. That's how we sell double tickets, my friend. It's called scamming your audience.
I had no idea.
Well, look, I'm very excited, Jimmy, to have you here. Tell me a little bit about yourself, man. Are you from right here in Philly?
No, I'm from Jersey.
You're from Jersey. Where in Jersey?
Boo. No, don't boo Delo. Yeah, boo Jersey, too.
Dude, you gotta boo Jersey. Boo.
Jersey
fuck
stinks.
Jersey.
Jersey's guy, all Olive Gardens
double,
and fucking highways.
Fingers. This guy right here gave you double middle finger. He hates Jersey, dude. If you, and I mean this shit, if you punch him right in the mouth right now, you win the talent show.
No, he was giving them double middle fingers.
Just fucking
he's from South Jersey.
You'll split $100 to me.
Who's going to split $100? You're going to take a punch.
South Jersey's so poor. Fuck that state, dude. You split $100.
Dude, you should enter the talent show, be the seventh person. You could take a punch. That's a true. Great fucking talent, dude. Just get punched right in the head. By Paco. So what is your talent? Talk to me about your talent.
So my talent is that I can twirl my fingers in opposite directions at the same time.
You could twirl your fingers in opposite directions at the same time.
Yeah. And I bet most of you can.
What, do you mean like this?
No, like this.
Hold on, you're doing...
like one forward and one backwards.
Oh yeah, hold on.
Oh yeah, that's difficult. He's right.
I feel like you're splitting the difference with one hand.
Which one?
You're not doing a full around with your right hand.
Dude, you're talentless.
You're not doing it.
That makes two of you.
You're fucking it up.
Yeah.
This is the dumbest shit. What?
Never mind, I take it back. This is the most talented person I've ever met.
That shit is difficult, bro.
Holy shit, this guy kicks ass.
That's nuts. How do you do that?
I still don't get it. Do it again.
Holy shit, dude. He's like a human M.C. Escher painting.
Wait, do it again.
I didn't get that. But
do it again.
Right, bruh.
Like that. I can do it with my arms, too. Like,
anybody can do that.
That's
crowd
killing.
Crazy. Yeah,
that's
crazy.
Guys,
retarded, bro.
It's harder with the fingers.
We knew guys in gym class that did this, and we were like, "Yo, this guy sucks." Like,
yo,
he don't
do
learn right.
Yo, his brain fucked up. Something happened to him. Somebody beat you in the head with something. How the fuck you can do that?
You a hammer baby, bro.
He is a hammer baby.
Hammer babies is always like, bro. Babies that get hit with hammers are always like this.
Yeah, yo.
I know that for
his
a fact.
Not connected in the middle.
You a hammer baby, bro.
That's nuts.
Can you do any other fun ambidextrous type things?
No.
Nothing. That's
what,
it.
You
that...
got any toes that bend far back?
No.
All right.
Can you lick your elbow?
No.
All
right.
Can you speak? Can you speak into a microphone? Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you. That is better. Jimmy.
You're not double jointed or anything fun.
I got fat. You know, I can't do it.
Can you get
hey,
me?
Like, hey, fat as hell, double jointed, baby.
Stop! Stop that!
I used to do this to teachers and tell them I broke my hand.
Yo, what the hell?
Wait, do that again.
Nah, yo. Ew, yo. What the fuck? Yo, dude, Zach Dougie, made out of putty.
You
he made out of putty.
Getting dominated by a fatter guy.
Yeah,
you can't blame your fatness on. Do you see what Zach just did?
Yo, Zach in first place.
I moved this stool three times already.
Yeah.
Dougie. In order to fit on here next to Lewis.
Jimmy, will you do me a favor? Will you try to put your feet behind your head? And if you get, I'll tell you right now. I'll give you a perfect score of 5 if you can get one of your feet
same.
Behind your head
same.
Right now.
Yeah, same,
100%.
Perfect
one
score
foot.
Of 5 right now.
Yeah,
and you're allowed to pick one person from the audience to help you.
Yeah.
And it's that guy.
No, sit down.
Yeah, how are you gonna do it standing
oh.
up?
Oh, stretch.
Yeah, loosen up, bro.
He's going to hurt himself.
We need the Kill Tony band. They would rock and roll right now.
Dude.
That was fun, dude.
Now you're Mac blind to
do a
guitar thing.
I'm going to be the blind too.
Naeem's playing blind guitar.
He's hilarious. Hey, Naeem, can you do a poorly thought out shitty minute once a week?
Easily. Very easily.
That's what comedy is all about.
Oh my God. This guy is a genius at putting his foot behind his head.
Hold on. Someone more famous walked in. I'm going to pretend I don't know you.
Zach is bitter. It's becoming obvious.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a Mexican drum off.
I love Tony, and he's a great guy. And, you know.
He don't know me, bro. Fuck him. You know what I'm
Jimmy, your talent, it kind of stinks. It's not so much like, yes, none of us could do it. It was kind of impressive for that reason. But I will tell you right now, it was really lacking entertainment. You threw it out there pretty quick for everybody. Nobody liked it. How did the audience feel about it?
Boo.
And they're being
boo.
Nice.
Don't clap
them
for
being
it.
Being nice, they're booing you. So it wasn't good, but let's go to Drew first.
Let's vote. Jimmy, if you can get me another whiskey ginger ale, I'll give you a 3. Other than that, it's a 1.
I'll take a 1.
All right. Well, then can I pay for my own whiskey ginger ale?
Damn.
Oh, well, can I just get some ginger ale? A 1.
We got a 1 for Jimmy.
1 ginger ale, please.
Mm-hmm. You could have gotten a 3 there. This was a pure financial decision.
Yeah, all you
decision.
Do is get a drink for him. And you could have stirred it up in opposite directions with both fingers. You could have did that for him. You could have stirred that bitch up like this. You see that?
Naeem,
you missed the opportunity.
Naeem.
What do we think of this act? This
that would have been a big skill for Naeem's ancestors.
With stirring some shit opposite fingers. The fuck? So,
now, here's your double twist mint julep.
You gonna take big butter and mix it into little butter.
You gonna take big rocks and turn them into little rocks.
Knight, what do you give him as a score?
A one. That's any. Wow, that's anything. A one. You did anything, bro. You did a finger skill. Don't give a fuck about that,
Jimmy.
You better go find some pussies. You better go find some pussies to use that on, bro. That shit means nothing in real life. You better learn how to do a didgeridoo like Ian and be Jewish. You better figure that out.
He's a didgeridoo.
Hell yeah.
Zach, what do we give Jimmy here? Because he's got only a score of two so far.
I'm giving him a sympathy two.
Sympathy two.
It's also what I give women.
Jimmy, look, you know, it's not even so much that it sucked. It's just that it made everyone sad. It took the fun out of the room. You made this depressing room somehow more depressing. I want to kill myself after interacting with you, Jimmy. And you could have gotten fucking Drew a drink, and you could have been a fucking team player. You said no to that. So I'm going to give you a zero. I'm that upset with you. A zero, Jimmy.
Damn, bro.
I don't ask for much, Jimmy.
If Damn. I could give you less, I would somehow.
Negative one.
Ladies and gentlemen, don't even clap for Jimmy. He makes me sick. You make me sick, Jimmy.
Shh. Everyone shut up.
He came here to support my stand-up comedy.
Nice.
I'm treating him like shit for no reason.
He's a sweet boy.
You're the best, Jimmy.
Somehow I have two drinks. Make Jimmy pay for one of these.
This is great. This show's so unique and nothing like Kill Tony. I love this.
No, dude. Mm-hmm. Kill Tony's
nothing
gay.
Like Kill Tony.
Are you guys ready for your next performer in this Real Ass Talent show? Put your hands together. Come on, guys. We need some energy in here. Let's go.
Let's get some energy in the room. Let's go.
Talent.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's give it up for Sonia Z.
Oh, shit.
Sonia in this bitch. Let's go, Sonia.
Yo, if she pulled tits out, it's over. It's over. I guarantee. It's over for y'all.
Yo.
She about to shut this down. Hello, Sonia.
Sonia does have huge tits. Holy shit.
hold on. I need to channel Naive for a second. Damn, Sonia got them liver replacement titties.
Damn, you know about her surgeries and shit, bro? You know about her kidneys and livers?
Sonia,
Zach does research.
Sonia, I'll tell you right now, you're already in first place.
Thank you.
It was that easy. You just had to come up here. All you got to do is tap it in now.
Yep.
So, first of all, tell me what your talent is before we even get into it. What is your talent?
Boop magic.
Yes. Yes, you get a five right off the bat. There's no way.
She said boop magic?
Yeah, titty magic, bro.
Titty magic.
What if she made her titties disappear? I'd kick you out of here right now.
Yo!
No!
How dare you? That'd be nuts.
How dare you, you bitch?
Yo!
You'd all be like, where'd she go?
Sonia, before you get into your boob magic, just talk to me a little bit about your life. Are you a comic? Because these guys know you.
Sonia rules.
Yeah, Sonia's the shit.
Me, Sonia, and Naeem used to host Raven Lounge together. Shout out Raven Lounge. Used to be the best room in Philly.
She was the bully in the room. Like, she would, like if he was Sonia a shitty comic, she was the one to be like, you're going at 3 a.m. Get the fuck out of here. That was her.
And she would bully people.
Sonia rules.
Yeah. You did
she
bully me.
She bullied all of us.
When I first started, I kept asking you when was I going to go up, and you were like, I don't give a fuck. I don't know you. You're going up at 2 a.m. I said, damn.
The first time I talked to Sonia, she
back
said...
Back of the bus, Naeem.
That's what she said, yep.
First time I talked to Sonia, her response was, stop talking to me. And we became friends, so...
Everyone that I've ever roasted does well.
That's true.
Yes.
You're right.
Yes.
You turn us into men. You're
so
right.
So this was like friendly, like
she's like
know.
My mom with better tits.
have you hooked up with one of these guys? You don't have to tell us which one.
No.
No.
Another one.
That's never happened.
No.
Drew tried to hit on me.
Wow. Talk to me about this.
Only a little bit, but. She was dressed like the Little Mermaid.
She had a blonde wig. Like she was just like a cheerleader.
She was dressed like the new Mermaid, new Little Mermaid. She was in blackface.
Also, I'm mad you remember that. What the hell? I thought we were all hammered that night.
So Drew tried to get down. What was his game? Talk to me about what his game was.
What are you nervous about?
I already know what I did, but let me hear her first.
I want to hear her version of what you did.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just walked downstairs. upstairs room to go downstairs. I walk downstairs and I just see Drew, and he comes in and just goes.
Wait a minute, whoa. Did you walk downstairs? Did he follow you downstairs?
No, he was coming in the front door.
Mm-hmm.
He was okay.
Downstairs, so I saw him. He saw me and said, "Damn, Sonya, you've been working out."
Drew hits on women like an old black guy.
No, I'm literally that.
Excuse me, miss.
Excuse me, young lady. Wow. Yeah.
I will say, me and Sonya, before we were good friends, this might incriminate me, but we were walking past each other on the stairs and we were turning the corner at the same time, and she bumped her ass into me, and I didn't hate it. I'll say that. That's all I'll say. May or may not have leaned in.
Now you just confirm my suspicion that men think I'm
fuck. Yeah, no, that was on purpose.
And Naeem has also hit on you?
I'm always a gentleman.
Lies. Me and Naeem talked about you crazy that night.
No, you know what?
On the night of Halloween, me and Naeem was like, yo, Sonya, like that,
I didn't know that you were you. I thought you were somebody else.
We said, yo, Sonya, like that.
I didn't know that
that
she was her.
Yo, I love Drew's throwing Naeem under the bus
Get the fuck up, bro.
That was the Little Mermaid night, right?
Yeah,
because Naeem wanted the deep fryer.
Put some Old Bay on her.
All right, so Sonya.
That's what he calls his ex-baby mama. His Old Bay.
Mm-hmm.
Sonya, I'm very excited to see your talent. Okay. This is Boo Magic. Now, by the way, if you don't know this, I happen to be a little bit of a magic connoisseur myself. I know a little cloak magic. I've been known to do some magic here and there myself. So
magical?
I'm going to be watching your boobs extra closely through a very, very specific lens.
Okay, I understand. So I'm just going to move my boobs with my mind, right? I have telepathy, so I can do that. They know that. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Terry boobs. You know what I'm saying?
Terry boobs. Nice.
Instead of Terry Crews?
Yeah, they didn't get it.
They didn't get it.
Is that it? Oh, okay.
Oh, nice.
Put a song on. And maybe take them out and suck on your nipple.
Yo.
I'm just saying.
Do we want to put a song on? Or do you want Ian to come back?
Ian, now's your chance to really...
Ian, come back.
Come on, didgeridoo, do it, bro.
The didgeridoo.
You can split the money.
All right, hold on.
You got to do the...
Please don't cut them off.
Let's see how long we can make them do.
All right, stop. I'm about to pass out.
I bet those really hurt your back.
One more time.
Damn, bro. That was beautiful.
One more time for Sonya and Ian as well. Sonya, that was great. We're very impressed. Your tits are huge. They're gonna probably cause you back problems at one point in your life.
She's 40. She's already there.
Oh, yeah. Have you gone to the doctor? They're going to try to reduce them eventually.
No, I can't get that because I do have a transplant. This is renal breast transplant disease, they said on the internet.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Look, you're bumming everyone out like Ian again. Well, like Jimmy, sorry.
They're not going to get smaller. That's better, right? They're not
going to
get smaller.
Nice. Titties will grow forever.
They're like noses.
Let's go to our scoring. Let's go to Zach first. What do you think? You got a 5 from Zach. Naeem, what'd you think?
Yeah, definitely a 5. Come on.
5 from Naeem.
We got the fucking didgeridoo and the titties, bro. Let's go.
Drew, what do you think?
6.
Well, you know what? Honestly, it only goes up to 5, but I'm going to allow
5.
It because honestly, your titties were that great. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to give you a perfect 5 as well. We got 21
nice.
Points.
Let's go, Sonya.
Nice.
Typical real ass podcast. We stop at 21.
All right, you guys having a good time so far?
Zach's the smartest guy in the world for that joke, too. Nobody in here knew what 21 meant until they did it in their heads.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's clap it up for Matt. Clap it up for Matt.
Yeah. Let's go, Matt. Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, Matt. I like this guy, bro. This is the homie.
Hell yeah.
Two titty bags.
Yeah, bro. Let's get it.
Matt just fucking banged into the table and almost knocked the entire thing over.
Yeah, I got scared for a little bit. Matt, I thought it was over for us.
Hey, Matt. Does the fire marshal know we're both on stage right now?
I didn't even think about that. What the hell?
Yeah, can you guys both move to that side of the room to balance it out?
I told Paco my backup talent would be I might win more than Zach.
Oh, get the scale. Get the scale. Yo, that would win.
We need a scale.
That would win.
We need a scale.
You think a scale's gonna? We gotta go to the zoo.
You guys gotta go to a fucking truck stop.
Yeah, this is a truck weighing station.
Are you out of your fucking minds?
I work in industrial wholesale. We might have something in the warehouse.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this guy's hilarious.
0.85 tons.
So Matt, talk to me. What is your life like? It's not great.
No, this guy lives good.
I'm living
all right. If it was the fucking 1500s, we'd be like, oh, he must be a king. He's rich. But no. Today in Philly, he has a hard time getting around. Let's get real.
A challenge will be getting home on SEPTA blacked out. That'll be fun.
What is a SEPTA? What is that? Is that a...
That's a bus. That's like the public transportation here.
You
have
to get a bus home?
It's like train, bus. Yeah.
And the homeless people aren't as
out. You take the subway or the bus?
I take the bus.
Oh, you poor as hell, bro.
Yeah, that's rough. You got a rough life.
He's banned from Subway.
Yeah.
Bro, you got to get your weight up. Get on the fucking Suburban line. You see what I'm saying? Get on Regional Rail. Get your weight up.
What do you do for a living?
I used to work at Helium. That's how I kind of know Drew.
Is that why you're shaped like a balloon?
He's like,
yo, what the fuck?
Zach.
I used to work at Helium. I currently need some oxygen.
I have a degree in theater, but right now I'm working in industrial wholesale.
Industrial wholesale. What does that mean?
That means I call people with attitudes and then call other people with attitudes to see if they can link up and sell each other.
What are you selling yourself, dude? Yeah. Okay, never mind.
How he like WWE it? He's like, I call people with attitude.
It's honestly.
Yeah, it's terrible. You should quit your job, dude. Fuck it.
Yo, go back to Helium. Helium's fun. You get drink for free there.
Helium doesn't pay for an apartment.
Yeah, that's true.
What about Gas Digital, dude? They're hiring.
Fuck yeah, dude. Yeah, we're not giving him money back. We got really up.
I'm here to get my Gas Digital reparations.
I hope so, dude. So, by the way, the winner of this, I don't know if you guys know this, the winner of this contest gets $100 in cold hard cash.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Dude, me and Lewis bet $1,000 on some shit earlier on rap, and he tried to shake my hand, and I was like, nah. I hit him with a psych nah, and then we looked the shit up, and I could have won a fucking $1,000, dude.
That's true.
It's the worst day of my life.
Yeah, you ruined it.
You owe me $500 for just psych nah, dude.
I know.
I'm going to take your ass to court, dude.
It felt really nice because like we were all just fucking around, and I was just fucking around, and then I looked at Drew, and I could tell it actually really hurt. Like,
yeah, I needed that.
I saw him spending the money in his head like, what do you want to...
By the way, this is how I know which of Lewis's addictions is speaking right now. Because in the car today, he yelled at a woman, I'll bet you $1,000 I get ahead of you in traffic.
I did.
Wait, out the window, you said that to a person?
This cunt.
Why didn't you talk about this earlier? You live the craziest life.
Who would not allow me to get ahead of her, dude? No, dude, I regularly race people on the road. Like, I'm just like, all right, you want to race? They're like, what? They look at me like,
her window is down, your window is down, and you said that to someone?
No, my window is down, her window is up. She thought I was just a crazy person. She had no idea she was in a thing with me.
Yeah, no, you're crazy.
But I hated her. I have $80 in cold hard cash on the table. Zach, I need $20.
I got $20 on Cash App.
Zach, I need $20. I'll pay you back, I promise. Actually, no, this is coming out of the show money.
I know. $20 that will be taken out of my own check.
Yes. So
yeah, there you go.
I'll give you a dime.
I rip Zach off like in the 90s, how you would like ask a guy for change at a deli and you keep on getting the money back and then eventually you have $100.
Just so you guys know, when Lewis says, I'm buying the staff KFC, the half of that comes out of my every time.
Me and Zach are buying the staff KFC.
To be fair, Zach eats half the KFC.
I won't eat on camera. That's the part that upsets me. Lewis charged me for my own birthday cake last year.
Zach has to sadly watch us eat around him.
I don't want people to screenshot it and be like, he loves it.
I do the same thing when they bust out fried chicken. I eat that shit in front of nobody. You know what I'm saying? I take it in the bathroom.
Dog, you're so
sad. I eat my fried chicken in the bathroom.
I buy Naeem a watermelon every year for his birthday. And just I just look at him like this.
Take that shit right home, right in the bathroom. I don't eat that shit in front of my kids, never.
So Matt, I'll tell you right now Sabrina has a more than perfect score. She has
you mean
a 21.
Sonya.
Whatever
Sonya.
Her name is.
Wrong tits.
Titties is in first place.
She's in first place right now. Sonya's in first place. You're gonna really have to fucking pull it together here.
Matt, pull them tits out.
I mean, you got titties. Yeah, you could do it if you want.
Matt, you gotta go above and beyond here because she's got
this lighting is not good for you. You look like Mars.
You look like Mars. Damn.
Matt, what is your talent?
Honestly, Paco was really looking for someone at the last minute. I'm borderline autistic with movie knowledge.
That's not a
no,
talent.
No, that's good. That's good. That's good.
That's a talent.
That's good.
Stop getting it on all my shit.
Hey, yo, right. That's Zach's same shit. Zach know everything about
autistic
every movie.
Autistic and movie. And yeah. Fat, what the hell?
Yeah, yo.
You're borderline autistic and you have a ton of movie knowledge.
I'm borderline autistic with
the movie. He is a ton of movie knowledge.
So can we all ask you a question about a movie?
Yes.
Is that fair?
Paco would also pitch it as maybe me and Zach doing like a trivia.
Ooh, no, I like that.
I think...
That's fat on fat crime, dude.
Yeah. And I don't like that. I think we all ask him a question about a movie.
I think we all ask one question each. And if he gets a passing score of 3 out of 4, I mean, that is very fucking impressive.
Nice.
Okay,
I like that.
But for each of us, he should get to pick a category because we can't go... I'll go too obscure.
Yeah, same.
So
same,
he should,
same.
For each of us, pick a category to make
I only
the
know
level playing field.
Cool. I know something that he's not going to know at all.
We're going to call it Fatigory, just so you know.
Fatigory.
Pick a Fatigory for each one of us.
Lewis, my Fatigory for you will be movies with famous Hispanics in it.
Movies with famous Hispanics in it. Okay. I got it. Ladies and gentlemen, this... Okay. In the original Super Mario Brothers movie,
the fuck? This is
easy. Mario was played by John Leguizamo, who's a famous Hispanic.
No, he wasn't.
No, he wasn't. It wasn't.
No, Luigi. Luigi. Shut the fuck up. You know what I meant.
Bob Hoskins. This guy already, dude.
Bob Hoskins played
Mario.
One
this
Mario.
Guy.
You know what I meant. Luigi.
This question's not fair. He played one of the Koopas. Yeah.
Who played King Koopa? Guys, count down from 20. 20, 19.
Yo, this guy's
18,
microchip, dude. He's searching it in his head.
16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8. Dennis. Oh, I got it!
Oh, shit!
If it helps, I can think while doing the...
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he
first name Dennis, last
bro.
Name a thing you can't do. You'll
never. Yo, that boy brain be working,
you,
bro.
If you do that while you pull your titties out and answer like Dennis Hopper,
like a didgeridoo,
you will win. I'm telling you right now, this is
yo,
the way
that's
to
true.
Go.
Sonya, I'm coming for the crown.
Yo, you the Thanos of Texas,
I think
bro.
That.
Yeah. Yo! Oh, shit.
Sonya, come on!
Matt!
I'll give her $2 right now, I swear to God.
$2?
I got $2 on Sonya pulling her tits out right now.
This is
and
great.
$2 and a half gram of weed right now. Right now.
My real talent
was
being
on Kill Choney. Kill Choney.
Let me go last.
Okay, yeah. Naeem, what's Naeem's category?
It was my category. Give me one. Come on, you get him in Spanish.
Late 1990s movies.
Oh, okay. Late 1990s movies. Damn. Oh, okay. I got one for you. Who played Who was in the starring role as Meteor Man? You don't know nothing about black movies, cuz. I'm saying I knew that when I looked at you, I said, you don't know about no nigga movies. You don't know nothing about that. Meteor Man.
Do you want an edible?
That's so easy. That's a layup.
Dude, he's an edible. He's a fucking king right
now. He's an edible.
He's also a meteor man.
He is a meteor man. I think I'm stuck in this motherfucking orbit right now. I'm going to go everywhere you go for the rest of the night.
More of a comet, if you ask me. But what's bigger? I don't know.
I've not seen Meteor Man. He was right.
He don't know black movies. I knew it.
Take a stab.
All right.
I'm going to say... Damon Wayans.
Oh, damn.
All I can think of was Blank Man. That was all I had.
Nope. It's actually Robert Townsend. You don't even know who the fuck that is. He's a goat. Most of people here don't even know who Robert Townsend is. He's one of the greatest black men of all time.
Damn, when you get a question wrong and then you have that physique, it's just fucking so much worse.
Oh, you got me. He's right.
Wait.
He's right. I cheated.
Wait, what do you mean? Hold on. Whoa.
It's an early 90s movie.
Whoa.
It's an early 90s movie. He's right.
Ladies and gentlemen, hold on. Matt gets a pass on that question.
He gets a pass.
He gets a pass.
He's 0 for 1.
He's right.
The black delicate has spoken.
0 for 1.
He's right.
All right, what's my category? Come on.
So as of right now, Matt has
he's
two questions correct.
No.
No, he's good.
0 for 1. That one didn't count.
It's a wash.
But he got the first one right, so he's 1-0.
No. He got one right, and I'm counting that as correct because Naeem fucked up.
No, it didn't count, though. You said it didn't count.
I make up the rules, Drew.
It's 2 for 2.
You got it right. What is Drew's category?
Lewis, I'm hammered.
Movies with wiggers.
Don't do that. I know all these. Yo, do that.
It was gonna be that or MTV movie.
Movies, they're the same fucking thing, you fucking. Yo, all right. Okay. Simple question. There's only 1 out of 5 correct answers here. 1 out of 5. What position did Jason Lyle play on Coach Carter's Richmond Oilers basketball team?
Oh, this is nuts.
Come on, bro. Come on.
I'm sweating.
Don't be gay about this, dude. It's the best movie of all time. I'm fucking pumped right now. I don't get pumped about anything.
Can I get a clue?
No. There's only 5. I've said that.
Never mind. I just thought about it. Channing Tatum's the only white guy in Coach Carter, basically. Yeah. So it's Channing Tatum.
What position did he play on Coach Carter? He started.
Bro, this is easy. Yeah, he wasn't a starting lineup.
He wasn't the sixth man.
No, he wasn't.
1 out of 5.
You know he wasn't a point guard.
Dude, I love this question more than anything ever. I know this.
Is this a basketball? Is that the game?
You don't know Coach Carter?
I don't know Coach Carter.
Jesus Christ, Lewis. The basketball, and I don't know which one of us he was looking at.
All you gotta do right now is he's not the center, obviously. I've never seen the movie, right? So there's how many positions? There's 5 positions? Right? So you know he's not the center. I know he's not the center. Now it's 1 out of 4.
He's not
the
center. He's white. And also, white guys don't bring the ball up the court.
Right. He's not the point guard. He's not the center. So you got to pick between shooting guard.
I'm leaning toward
small
coach.
Forward, sure, no. Forward.
Here's a water boy.
I'm going to say power forward.
No! No! I said the 3.
Yeah, he's a small fool.
It was Worm, Damian Carter, Jason Lyle at 3, Kenyon, and Junior Battle. Am I wrong? For Coach Carter fans.
It's 2 black boys that was taller than him, so that's your 4 and your 5.
God,
you see what I'm saying?
Damn it.
And then it's two other black boys that can jerk
this up. You should be ashamed of yourself. We have 1 more question. Now listen, if you nail Zach's question, in my opinion, that's still a perfect score.
Yeah, that counts a lot.
No, it's not. You got mine wrong.
No, but I said he's got to get 3 out of 4.
Oh.
Drew hates your guts, dude. I don't know why Drew is so against you.
Get Ian back up here, dude.
Look at him right there.
Zach, what is it? Good.
Oh, shit.
What's the category?
No, he's got to give me a category.
What's the category?
Number one horror stat just would be a death sentence.
I'm not going to fuck you. I'm not going to do something crazy weird.
We'll do horror then. That's your specialty. Gotta go up against
it. Oh, nice. He wants a challenge.
No, don't listen to that.
He wants a challenge, Zach. That's why he said it.
He's trying to egg it on him to get
Name up. Three stars of the film Anaconda.
Ice Cube, J-Lo, John Boy.
Alright. You got it.
God damn, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, Matt.
That was a fair question for a regular person, right?
I wouldn't have gotten any of those. I would have said the snake.
Samuel L. Jackson, the fucking, the plane, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, wait, you ready? Name one more and I'll give you a five.
Nope.
I don't got it, Baby Mekhi Pfeiffer.
No. Fucking racist piece of shit.
I've been here more than three times, let's be honest.
Owen Wilson?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Owen Wilson.
Owen Wilson.
I really was giving him a clue.
Look, and that was a magic trick. He didn't have his hoodie on until just now.
I just put this shit on.
Yeah, that was a magic trick. He just put this on.
Take it off.
So, yo, you gay, whoever just said take it off. Y'all want to see more man titties. Get out of here.
If somebody gives me a gram
of... What's wrong with your gay ass, motherfucker?
If someone gives me a gram of weed, I'll throw it in the crowd right now, dude.
I'll go buy you another ginger ale whiskey.
No, I need weed to fill
this
thing.
Yo, shirt off that bad? Right, stop being gay.
Dude, you're gay. Never mind.
All right, let's go to the scoring. And Naeem, what do we think? He did a great job.
He did a great job.
He took the titties out. The titties
you
are supple.
You did pull the titties out. You did a little bit of didgeridoo, some titties, some trivia. I got to give you a four, bro. You getting a four from me, dog.
Four. So we know you didn't win. Thanks for keeping it nice and dramatic.
Mm-hmm.
Drew, what do we think? I forgot what he did completely, so I'll say a three again.
He did a
bunch
of things. I got a piss.
I don't know what he did, so three.
I'm going only because I offered the five. I'm going four.
I'll tell you right now, I was giving you a five the whole time. You nailed the three out of four. You pulled the titties out. I mean, fucking Sonya, you know... We gave her 21 points for doing basically nothing. She just had tits. This guy humiliated himself. He's going to be on the internet for hundreds of thousands of people to see.
Something nobody has ever seen. It's not humiliating.
Ladies and gentlemen, clap it up one more time for Matt. Let him hear it. Can somebody uncrown Sonya? We have two more people here. Ladies and gentlemen. Your next competitor coming to the stage, put your hands together for Elvis. Come on, Elvis.
Elvis, what the fuck?
Elvis, your name's Elvis? Is that what you just said?
He said, uh-huh.
Oh, hell yeah, bro.
Guys, you didn't hear that? He asked him if his name was Elvis, and then I said, he said, uh-huh.
You know how to shake your hips, bro?
I need my soundboard. Where's my fucking soundboard?
I already know what he's going to do, and it sucks.
No, what Lewis do? Calm the fuck down,
What
Drew.
Are you, a Lewis dude? Yeah.
No, first of all, kendama is a very cool thing.
Kendama's cool, gay, bro.
That's what that thing is around his neck?
Dude, kendama, you get pussy if you do kendama. It's a fucking fact.
I ain't gonna lie, I thought this was Eddie Alvarez when he walked up. I said, what the fuck Eddie doing in here?
You get pussy and you do kendama. No one else doing kendama gets
pussy.
That's
not true. This guy gets tons of pussy, dude. Dude, wait, hold on. Wait, Elvis. Yeah. How much pussy do you get?
His name
honest?
Elvis. He don't get pussy.
When's the last time?
Not much.
No, dude. You got tattoos. You do kendama. Come on, dude. You get pussy. Shut up.
His name Elvis.
Elvis.
You're bald. You got tattoos. You do kendama.
When's the last time you got laid, Elvis?
A couple weeks ago.
Was it a man or a woman?
You say that when it's been years.
Yeah.
You fucked that guy?
Oh, yeah, you fucked him? That's crazy, bro. You can do better than him. Why you fucking him, bro? That's wild to do.
You fucked both?
I've been all around since I've been here. I got kicked out of my table earlier.
Why'd you get kicked out of your table?
I don't know. Someone sat me there.
And they didn't want you to sit there. This guy said, hey, beat it.
I don't know. I was sitting at the camera table, and then I was knocking that.
your confidence is. This is why you don't get laid a lot, dude. You're not confident at all.
Yeah,
just
zero
have
confidence.
A little bit of confidence, dude. Knock the fucking camera over. Who gives a shit?
I got more confidence than every single person that's been up for this shit.
Wow.
No.
Wearing a shirt. That's all I know.
Yeah, I've seen two tits.
I don't see
I've
your titties.
I've seen four tits. What are you talking about?
Even if I win, I'm not taking any money. I think I got $7 in my pocket. Someone's got to do something cooler than what I got. We've been seeing some.
Well, then do it, bro.
No, dude, that's crazy. He called everybody out.
I like, I here's what I like. I like how Elvis is trashing everybody else on the same show.
Nice. That's the best talent I've seen so far. Talk more shit about everybody, bro. Say something about me. What's about me?
You guys are sitting up here trying to get drunk. This guy's up, like, asking questions like, hey, come up with your favorite movie.
Nah, this sucks, bro. This sucks.
Elvis, you're fucking right, dude. Elvis is not wrong. What is wrong? They've been tricking us with their horseshit talent so far.
My talent is like 10 seconds long. It's not cool, and I don't want the money. I want to see some tits or something.
No, if you win.
Oh, okay.
If
you win, you should take the money and then go give it to fucking Sonya and ask her to see your tits.
True.
Yes.
Word.
The money is yours. I got $7 in my pocket.
Stop bragging about how much money you have in your pocket. What do you just take the $100 then? I almost wanna. I might give you the $100 anyway, dog. You stop. You're poor.
You're poor.
Seven. I know what it's like to have $7 in your pocket. That's so. It's so depressing, God. You're making me sad right now. All right, so. Obviously, you can Dama. It is literally the biggest. It's the dorkiest thing you could do in the entire world.
What if he does something else?
What'd you say?
Remember when I gave you one?
You were the first one to give me one?
I gave you one to stand.
Were you the first one to give me one, though?
No.
Can I see your kendama?
Yeah.
It looks Jewish. I don't know why.
It do like a Jewish utensil.
I feel like this is how Jews put rice in there.
Oh! Look at that!
How good are your kendama?
No, chill.
Oh, shit!
Blue, chill!
Oh! Hold on.
Give him the $100.
Yo! Hava, Nagila, Hava, Nagila, Hava.
Louis is Jewish,
I always knew Louis was Jewish. I always knew it.
Louis looked like a Jew.
Oh, hell yeah.
Naeem, what about this makes you think the kendama is Jewish?
Look at it. It's just like a Jew. They always like playing with wooden
it's
things.
A cross.
They like wooden things.
They like wooden things.
They do like wooden things. And then Louis doing it. Louis
Yo,
the same
Jeff,
type of
why
Jew.
Why are you doing all this?
He the same type of Jew as Jeff Goldblum, the Puerto Rican looking Jews. That's what Louis is.
I never seen Louis' girlfriend more
knees.
Happy.
Oh, he's doing it inverted this. Now.
All right, I got this. Ready? Hold on.
Put your dick in there.
I bet Louis
feel like
girl
a real
in the
back.
She's
right
so
now.
I don't even do stuff on stage.
Here you go, dude.
Now he don't do shit on stage. He said, I don't even do stuff on stage.
I've set the standard for kendama work, so you better bring the
right,
fucking
Louis.
You just ruined this guy, Louis.
Don't fuck this up. Louis is good at it. And Naeem has a cousin named Kendama.
I do, that's true. My first cousin on my mom's side.
No, that guy had sex with an Asian lady. You don't get it. Alright, do your tricks, bro.
Nagila.
You did it better than Louis. Let's see some tricks, Soggy.
That's called a lunar. That's a very difficult trick, what he just did. That's a very difficult trick right there.
Oh!
By the way, the problem with kendama is you don't know how difficult that was. You're like, all right, whatever. That's ridiculous. It was thousands of hours that he's had to do that.
Yo! Oh! Yo, he did shit with that thing! Yeah, okay.
He's great.
I'm back on your side, bro.
Very nice.
One more time.
Great job.
Very nice. I like that.
Hell yeah, Elvis.
All right, let's take a quick moment and thank YoDelta.com for supporting today's show. If you guys like getting high and you're over the age of 21 years old living in a state where Delta 8 is legal, you got to get your vapes and gummies directly from YoDelta.com. They're a longtime supporter of the network and all things comedy, so you guys got to support these guys as well. So right now, all you got to do is go to YoDelta.com, grab their entire line of products, and use the promo code GAS when you check out. You're going to save 25% off your order today. Once again, that's YoDelta.com. Use that promo code GAS for 25% off. All right, where were we?
Now for the score. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm starting off the scoring fucking hot.
Can I just say one thing?
No, please. I was going to give you a great score.
No, ruin it,
whatever
you're going to
say, better rule.
Ruin it, please.
I was going to give him a 7.
Bro, don't say no nut shit. Just be normal.
Well,
be normal,
too, yeah.
Bro.
Go ahead.
Be normal.
No, Kendama is just about spreading. It's fun. It's easy.
Gay, dude. Fucking one.
No.
One.
No.
No. You were almost an 8, bro.
No. I was going to give you a 7.
That's what I'm saying.
I was going to give you a 7.
And
you,
$7.
Yo, he almost said Kadam was about spreading love. He almost said spreading love. And then he caught himself. He's like, I can't say this.
He out here reading.
He out here
reading the mission statement, bro.
I told you to be normal. You fucked it up, bro.
Yo, why you do that?
Yeah, you ruined it, man. Come on,
that was
man.
Fucking crazy.
You broke, too. You needed this.
Elvis. I swear on my son's life, I was about to give you 7 points.
Same.
I believe the motherfucker did.
What the fuck did you do?
Then you got gay on us.
And you said,
"You're
you
gay,
just,
bro."
Before you guys score this, I want you to know I'm a faggot. let me just take
the
a moment.
What the fuck was that?
You process that. We'll score and get back to you.
That's crazy.
Oh my god.
Let's start with Naeem.
I'm first. Bro, you fucked this all up.
Yeah.
You might go ahead and suck some dick on stage and
it's over.
You done got the same score, right? I'm about to get you right now. You got a fucking 0 in my book. It's about spreading love.
Yeah, come on, dog.
We not on none of that. Spreading love? No.
In my book, negative 495, yeah. Bro. You fucking blew it.
That
you had
horrible.
It in the bag.
And I gave you a warning.
It was locked up for
I said,
you.
Be normal.
You did cool shit with the Japanese shit. What else you gotta do, bro? You fucking gay, bro. What the hell was that?
All he had to do was sit there and take the score.
Yeah, he didn't have to say anything.
That was crazy. He had to do nothing
else. He won.
Else. All you had to do was be quiet. You could have just been quiet. You done got everything.
What the fuck
Naeem,
was that?
Give us a number, baby.
0.
That's a 0 in my book. Yeah. He fucked up.
True.
0. Negative 50 million.
Right,
he blew
that's 2
it.
Zeros. I would like to note that I don't think it's fair that your name is Elvis, but our last competitor is the one who's probably going to die on the toilet. And you know what, man? You tried. You did your best. 3.
Hell yeah, Zach.
Zach being nice.
Zach's being nice.
He fucking blew it, bro.
Elvis.
I'm the Paula Abdul.
Elvis, you were. It was in the bag. You were going to win this.
Yeah, it was a lock.
We couldn't. You know what happened there.
Since the beginning, I told you I didn't
want to
win.
You didn't want to win, I know, but you know you fucked that up. You could have given that $100 to a person under the bridge right outside.
Yeah,
you
were
so happy.
All these
so
homies around here, look what you did.
But here it is. I have to, I can't give you any more than a 1.25 based off of that gay ass comment at the end.
It's about spreading love, Lewis. That's what he said, bro.
Ladies and gentlemen, up for Elvis. One more time, guys.
Oh, yeah. Maybe next time.
Anyone?
Maybe next time, Elvis.
Maybe.
Don't never talk about spreading love ever again in your life. The fuck was that?
That was crazy.
That was nuts. Why did he do that?
He had it in the bag.
He had it. And I warned him. I said, yo, don't be weird. Just be normal,
you
bro.
Literally say, yo,
said,
don't
it.
Fuck this
don't
up.
Don't fuck this up.
He
I can't tell if in Naeem's neighborhood, spreading love means there's a slutty girl or a gay guy.
Oh, in my neighborhood, that's always gay. Ain't yeah. nothing but gay.
He be spreading love.
He be spreading love. That means ass cheeks open. That's what that mean. That mean them cheeks open. Get your life together, Elvis. Come on, bro. That's your mom's fault because she named you
that. You said Elvis.
That's his mom's fault for naming him Elvis.
Elvis, oh, my bad.
So we have one more. We have one more competitor in this Real Ass Talent Show. I'm very excited. Hopefully, we're going to wrap this up. I mean, this is it. Manny, your last competitor, ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Manny Muskets. Manny Muskets.
Manny Muskets.
Oh, I know this guy.
Oh, let's go, Manny.
I like this dude.
Hell yeah, bro.
What up?
Let's go, dog.
What's up, player?
What up, Manny? How you doing, bro?
I'm good. This microphone is tangled.
Do you have a British accent?
No, he talks retarded. It's different.
Yeah, he's not a British accent.
I thought he said, Pip, Pip, Cheerio, how are you today? It's like, what the fuck was that?
Yeah, I got an awful voice for podcasting, buddy.
You got an awful voice for podcasting. You sound British. Just tell people you're British, doggy.
I am British. I got the passport. I left it at home.
There we go. I like it.
Yeah.
Are you really British?
Yeah, fucking God bless the queen. I don't recognize the king.
I don't recognize the king. Yeah, bro, I'm rocking with this motherfucker
already.
I thought
he was autistic this whole time.
That too.
Yeah, bro.
I like this guy every time.
I think that mic is turned
every time
up.
I meet him.
I cannot hear this man.
Wait, say something else.
Test. 1, 2, 3.
No, that's just him, not the mic.
Is it good? Is it all right?
Oh, no.
I hope it's being recorded.
That was
going to
sing.
Oh.
I know, I like this. So are you actually from England?
Yeah.
Don't do that. Don't do that, dude. Yeah. Nah. Don't boom. We're singing.
Roy, what up? Yeah.
I see Paco, come fix this shit. Paco, where you at, bro?
Yeah,
this
Paco,
ain't my job.
On.
I think I know an engineer.
Paco, fix the mic so we can hear this man live.
What the fuck am I
doing? That was my microphone.
You turning up the wrong mic.
I don't know what the fuck I'm doing.
Let me do it.
That's Paco's job. They my job.
Holy shit.
I ain't no damn sound engineer.
This is the biggest fucking opportunity of this guy's life, and we are fucking him right now.
Come
Manny,
on.
Manny, I'm going to tell you right now.
This is my kill, Tony. You're ruining it for me. I was going to get famous off of this shit.
Manny, don't be an asshole. It's not kill Tony. It's nothing like kill Tony. This is nothing like kill Tony. Don't be a fucking dickhead. It's a completely unique idea. We're nothing like kill Tony.
Hey, it's a different microphone. They tried to work.
There you go. All
right.
That's way better.
It's all good. It'll work.
There you go,
bro. So, Manny, when did you move from England?
I was 7 years old, 2000.
The year 2000.
Yeah.
You were 7 years old in the year 2000. You look old as fuck, doggy.
I know.
You're like, if they say black don't crack, it's like the opposite for you. You look like you are literally cracked.
They forgot to tell me to drink water like the rest of
them. How long you been in Philly?
6 months.
Oh, all right. Okay.
Yeah, I came from Delaware.
All right, nice.
This guy talks like if Forrest Gump was Bubba.
That was a great joke.
Jungle Gump.
Yo! Goddamn!
No, that was too far.
No, I tried.
Damn, bro.
Manny, are you a comic too?
Yeah.
Manny Muskets. Fuck yeah, dude. Sonya
tried to sabotage me. She unplugged my mic.
I see. Sonya's jealous. Well, she's got a more than perfect score right now.
I know. Fuck that bitch.
So can you...
Yo, she bullied me, but no one told me it was her being friendly, so now I just hate her.
Put her TikTok right now, dude.
That's what she does.
Yeah. So, Manny Muskets, you're going to sing. Can you actually sing?
Kinda.
Yeah, all right, I like this.
My song comes with a Swahili lesson.
Wait, say that again?
My song comes with a lesson in Swahili.
How is that the first sentence you said I've understood?
Good, the lesson in Swahili.
Yeah, so I've been studying Swahili lately, trying to get in touch with my African roots, and I learned they've got this word, matata. It means like troubles or concerns. But they also use it as a slur.
No, it means no worries. Hakuna Matata. We all
or the rest of your name.
You're not studying Swahili. It's in a fucking famous Disney movie. You asshole.
No,
you cannot claim Matata. We all learned Matata when we were 6 years old.
As the Pumbaa to Louis's Timon. When I was a young warthog.
When I was a young warthog.
When he was a young warthog.
This motherfucker claimed Hakuna Matata. That better be the song you're singing, by the way.
Yeah.
They know it is. All
right.
Yo, go ahead.
We ruined the bit. I'm sorry. That was great. Never mind.
I have a feeling you can't get up at Swahilium.
Zach. Why are you like this? It's crazy. I hate being around Zach sometimes.
Yeah, he thinking jokes too fast. Come on, bro. He too goddamn smart.
Swahili.
So good. I'm sorry. We fucked up your bit. I apologize. It was great.
It's okay.
We'll edit all that out, but we had a lot of fun.
It's okay. But they also use the word batata as a slur for one of the tribes that they don't like over there. I smoked earlier. I'm talking about this fudge. I just had to throw that eye.
Here, do you want some of my whiskey?
Yes, please.
Hell yeah, dude.
Oh, yeah, even yourself out, bro.
Dude, look at this unity. It's a black person. I'm sharing my drink with a black person. Write that up, Seth Simons.
Yeah.
Here we go.
He only took it because it was in a blue cup.
All right.
Wait, and one more whiskey ginger ale before he starts.
Yo, he really from England, too. You see, he did like
I'll pay
first.
For it.
Yeah,
he smelled it and gargled it first. Mm. I like that, bro. That's some British shit, dog.
Hell yeah, sniff mm-hmm. up a lip.
Sniff it, yes, right.
All right, so all right. Go ahead.
So they use the word as a slur for one of the tribes that they don't like over there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's African on African racism.
Oh, nice.
Like a lot of people know about Asian on Asian racism.
Mm-hmm.
They say shit like, yeah, I get why the Japs don't like those yellow spikes in the Philippines.
Damn.
He doing bits.
Yeah,
what the hell is happening?
He's putting me over.
I like this. Keep going, bro.
He did this alien last week.
What? I like what you're saying.
So what you're saying is, when I see a nigga I don't like, I should call him Matata. That's what I should say.
Yeah.
I should be like, fuck, I hear you, Matata.
So when you're listening to that Hakuna Matata song, yes, it means no worries. It also means no niggas.
Oh, shit. Damn.
Anti-problem free.
Damn! That's crazy, bro. It means no niggas. That's nuts.
No niggas.
It means no niggas for the rest of our days.
Such a wonderful.
It's no niggas for the rest of our days, bro. That's crazy. I like this.
Yeah. Well, the whole bit is me singing it, but you figured out all the punchlines along the way.
Yeah, no, it's okay.
So, right away. You hear how he said that? We figured out all the punchlines.
I can't
right
really away. Sing.
I still want to hear you sing it, sir. I'll tell you right now, you've taught us a beautiful lesson. Is this all true, by the way? Does Matata actually mean...
I was really high when I thought of it, so maybe.
He just made up! I learned something, bro.
I really thought I learned something.
You might get yourself in trouble, but...
That's
you
know, a point.
I thought it was funny. I'm like, yeah, that's my truth from now on. You ever like?
Yeah, there you go. Sometimes you gotta make up your truth.
Exactly.
Right. There you go, bro. Make it up.
Look, let me tell you something. If you can even carry a slight tune, I'm gonna give you a six. Okay.
Okay.
There you go.
I want to. I'll say this is yours to win right now because fucking Sonya, she did almost nothing to win this $100.
Oh my God.
She did nothing. Kendama guy, he's so pissed right now, dude. You fucked it up with your game. It's so fucking.
So all you have to do is have something ready, a.k.a. be prepared.
Okay.
You have to have no worries.
Come on, sing some shit, bro. All
right, shit. No niggas.
Jesus.
Such a wonderful phrase.
Hold on, let him talk.
No niggas.
Can you just say it instead of just...
It ain't no passing craze.
Oh, my God.
It means no niggas.
He's black for the audio listeners.
For the rest of our days. It's our nigga free.
Yeah, that's funny.
Philosophy.
That's the funny part.
That was the funny part.
It's our nigga free philosophy.
That's pretty good. Guys, that was decent.
Wait, could you repeat that name?
He said it's our nigga-free philosophy. And
I believe that was Abraham Lincoln that said that.
That was beautiful. That was quite a line. Anybody that's listening to this on audio will think you're a white British man, though, and they will be pissed.
That was the first line of the Emancipation Proclamation.
Yeah,
I know. let's go to the scoring. You're great. You're hilarious. I hope you succeed in everything you do. The singing wasn't great, but it was funny.
The singing was horrible.
Naeem, what do you think?
But I like Manny. Yeah.
I like you, though, as a bull. And I like, you know what? I don't like black British people on TV. I'd be like, why the fuck is you talking like that, nigga? Black people don't look right when they talk like that. But in person, I vibe with it. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
In person, I like that you talk like that.
Hell yeah.
That's so very that's your nice. Score.
I'm going to give you about a 2. You know what I'm saying? You get a 2 from me, bro. It's all right. It's okay. He can get a 2.
Drew?
I'll say I like Manny. He causes a lot of Facebook beefs with people. And anybody that argues with people on Facebook, I respect. But overall, that was dog shit. You get a 1.
Yeah, you shouldn't have told me that you didn't know if it was true or not. Next time, just be like, yeah, this is 100% true.
You pulled your tits out. They weren't that cool. 1.
Zach, what'd you think?
I like you. I really do. I like you came up here, you tried your shit, you had balls.
I like
but I'm
him.
Still thinking about Sonya, so in honor of Sonya, I'm giving you a big, fat, hanging, beautiful 2.
There you go.
And yeah, I gotta be honest with you. What I look for more than anything else is entertaining the crowd. And I think that the crowd loved you.
Yeah, you were entertaining.
I think you got some fans here tonight. I think people are going to look you up. They're going to follow you on Facebook and find these weird arguments you get into with other people.
No. That won't happen. But the rest of it.
But yeah. I think you did great. I thought you were entertaining. I'm going to give you a 3.5 because I liked you. I liked everything you had
there
going
you go.
On.
3.5.
You did not win, but you did have a very respectable score. Clap it up one more time for Manny Muskett.
Give it up for Manny.
Give it up for your winner of the evening, $100 in cold hard cash to Sonya.
Let's go!
Let's go, Sonya! Come get this money, Sonya!
Wow, Sonya.
The only rule is you have to sing the same song Manny just sang.
All right, wait, I'll trade you something better.
Okay,
shout out to Sonya.
I have an amazing voice.
You'll show your tits for me and Naeem to each get $50.
All right, listen.
Let's go!
Listen.
Let's go.
All right, I'm not going to walk upstairs.
Don't fuck this up, Sonya.
I'm grateful. No,
are
because...
Are we not all in for that?
All right, just wait.
What if she pulls out a gun and shoots Kendama guy in the head? How awesome would that be?
All right, listen. All right, first off, Manny, I didn't know you were British. I wouldn't have got mad when you called me a cunt on Facebook.
Okay? Yeah, he doesn't mean it that way.
That's fair.
I will unblock you
because I
thought you were just retarded, not British.
Same. I was a real shit. I didn't think he was retarded.
Actually,
I thought he was deaf. I didn't know he was British. I thought he was kind of deaf.
And when I texted somebody about it, I was like, yo, this new guy, Manny, called me a cunt on Facebook. They were like, I think he's retarded. And I was like, well, all right. Okay, so second, also, because this other guy was so gay with the... Japanese toy thing, I'm gonna do the boob magic with my shirt off. How's that?
Whoa!
So,
titties! Look, y'all, titties!
Get away from her! Get away from her!
Show what that fucking
is. Don't paint her perfection!
Show what that
is. $7.
That's his last $7.
Sonya, if you take your bra off, I'll give you $3 right now.
$3. I'm texting your girlfriend that you said that. Can I have a beat?
No, don't
tell
my girlfriend
anything.
We need
a song so she can do something to us.
All right, hold on.
Didgeridoo. Come on, didgeridoo.
Ian, come on.
Come on, didgeridoo.
Genuine by Pony.
I don't know when I'm stuck in Folsom prison. That train keep dragging on. Hey!
Johnny Cash Money!
Clap it up! Let's go!
Nice! Give it up for Ian. Give it up for your winner, Sonya. Give it up for Manny, Molly, and Drew Montana, the fucking kings. Come on, guys.
Yes.
Give it up for the great Zach Amico. For the people watching the podcast at home, if you're in Philly, make sure you guys come out here at Next in Line Comedy Club. This place is fucking awesome. These guys have real comics every single night. So support them, and we will check you guys next time. Thanks for watching. Peace.
Yeah.
That's all, folks.